We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Omer Beis, and we are beginning 8 lines from the top. The first word of the line is V'chad, starting at the end of that line. Omar Rava. Rava says, Esrig Zef, someone says to his friend, Esrig Zef, Nosin L'chob Matona Manasr Tachzuri Li. I'm giving you an Esrig for a present, but the Tanai is on condition, you give it back to me, return it to me. The halacha is, not Lubi Yotzaba, the friend took it and he did his mitzvah. Imech Ziroi. If he returns it, yotza. If he returns it, then it's yotza. Lo yechziru, lo yotza. If he returns it, then he was a kaim as tanai. So my freya was his bar that the matana was a good matana, therefore he was yotza's mitzvah. But if he doesn't give it back, it was a spiral of my freya, that was not a good matana, because matana was only on condition he returns it. And therefore, you're not yotza, because ke'ilu, he never had the esrig forever. So what do you see from here? Kamash v'lo, you see from here that a matana, amanas lahachzish matana. That a matana, I'm not slachse, even though you have to give it back, it's called a matana. Because lemaisa, if you see, it could be yotzer a mitzvah of esrig, it needs to be lechem. So it must be, it's considered a good matana. Just there's a condition of not slachse, but right now it's completely yours with a condition that you have to return it. You have to give back a matana, give it back to the original owner. But it's still considered lechem because right now it's a full matana. Now, the Rashbam asks that every tanai needs a tanai kafel. We know a lacha and tanai. That's not to say, you have to say back. You have to say both ways. You have to say, if you give it back to me, it's yours. If not, it's not yours. And you only said one. You just said, yeah, I'm not shtach zirili. You didn't say I'm not shtach kafel. So it's few truths in the Rishonim. So the Rashbam's teretz is that dina mamonis is different than get. By get, which is not get, or anything that's it's said by a get, but a get in all kedushin, there were more machmir, and there you need to have also a tanai kafel. Masha inkein, by mamonis, it's enough to have a gilu daita, enough, and it brings a bunch of rice that umdino works, you don't need a dafka tanai kafel. And therefore, regarding esrog, you do not need a tanai kafel. There are other rishonim who answer that enchanami, the Gemara doesn't speak it out, but you need a tanai kafel here. You talk about a tanai kafel. And it's machlekes lemaisa. We paskel lemaisa, when you do a matana mas lahachs, you do not have to do a tanai kafel, because it's a umdino. But there are some who are makbid to dafka make a tanai kafel. Zotim maravaita. Hai isasa, the havas le dikla. There was a certain isha, a certain lady that had a dekel tree, had a palm tree. Ba'aro de rabbi ba'abaya. And she just owned the palm tree, but she didn't own the land. And the land belonged to rabbi ba'abaya. So every time she came in to get her payers, to get her dates, have a kaprila. He used to be upset. Like, you know, why are you here? Why are you in my field? I don't want you coming into my property. So she had enough. So I can in LA. So the Isha gave the dekel to Rabbi Bibi. He says, I can't use it anyway. You don't like where I come in, so I'm giving it to you. So he gave it to her, to him, kol shnei chayev, for all his life. And he said, and she didn't speak this out, but then he just said that it's only yours all your life. After you die, then it goes back to our family. Also, so Rabbi went ahead. He went ahead and gave it to his young son. He gave it to his young son, which is the shaila before. If you have a case of acharecha, is the halacha, are you allowed to give it away? So it says over here that what happened was Rabbi Bibi gave it away. What did Rabbi Bibi hold? L'chayra, the shaila is like Rabbi Bibi held like a Shimon Gamil pashtus. He held a Shimon Gamil holds that when you give, even by Acharecha, even if I say, Nechsilachav Acharecha Leplaini, the first guy is allowed to sell it. Here, he gave it to his son. So first of all, we have to handle a few things. First of all, why did he give it to his young son? Why did he give it to his older son? Why did he cut them? So Rishbam is to Pshatim. Either Pshat is because he wanted it that she can't get it back. And since he's a cotton, it can't be Makneh, so she cannot get it back from the cotton. That's one Pshat. The other Pshat is that this cotton was Semech al Shulchan Aviv. He ate by his father. Therefore, the father had a right to all the Paris. This way, the father will get the Paris, even though he gave it away. But like upon him, he gave it away. Now, another question Rashbam asks is that how was he allowed to give it away? We said before, of course, if you give it away, it works. But it says it's not lechatchila. It says only with the avid allowed to give it away. But it's not lechatchila because the person who gave it wants it to be acharecha leplainu or here acharecha to herself. So in that, the Rashbam answers this man the Rabbi Rabbi held that. That's only cases acharecha. It's only if you have a few people you want to do a favor to. You want to do a favor to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So therefore, you don't want Reuven just to get rid of it and it's not going to be around anymore. You want to do a favor to Shimon also and to Levi also. And therefore, you need it to go further. Over here, she was trying to make Rabibi happy. And whatever makes Rabibi happy is good. I'm giving it to Rabibi. Here it is. And she wasn't so worried about getting back to herself. She doesn't have to do a favor to herself. She wasn't so worried about that. And therefore here, even l'chatchila, fear of Hashem Gemilah, be able to give it away. That's what holds right now. But Rav Huna, the Rav Shua, did not like this Maisa Rabibi. I'm Rav Huna, the Rav Shua. Mashum da Oslu Mumulayi, because you come from the family of Mumulayi, which is really a place called the ear, the city called Mumulayi. And Ris Bil Malaysa, you're saying things that are not proper. I feel Rav Shimon Gamil, even Rav Shimon Gamil, who said, so first of all, why is it called Oslu Mumulayi? So the Rashbam explains, because he came from Beis Eli. Beis Eli were from a place, Mumulayi, and we know Beis Eli, that they all died young. They had there was a klala on them, they all died young. And here, Rav Bibi was from that family. He says, because you come from a family which is cut off, gets cut off, you're going to say things that are not proper, because I'll tell you why you're wrong, Rav Huna tells Rav Bibi. Because a filler of Shimon Gamil, even Shimon Gamil says you're allowed to sell it, and it works, loy ka'amar ela la'acher. Only if you're selling it to someone else. Aval only da'acharecha is supposed to go to someone else. Only da'acharecha is supposed to go to Shimon and to Levi. Aval la'atzmai, if it's supposed to go back to the original owner, loy. He says the opposite of Rabibi. He says the whole din that it works by acharecha, and we say kinya peres kinya guftami, and therefore Reuven can sell it to whoever he wants, only if the next person is Shimon. But if the next person is yourself, so then even there, Shimon Gamil's Maida, that he did not give him a Kenyan Haguf. He only gave him the Kenyan Paris. He retained the Kenyan Guf for himself. Even though usually Kenyan Paris, Kenyan Guf, Dami. But here, he retained himself for the Guf. He only gave the Paris, and that's it to Rabibi. And therefore, she cannot sell the tree. She cannot sell the Guf HaDekel, because the Guf HaDekel goes back to the Isha, because he didn't sell it. Here again, you see this idea, that even though we hold Kenyan Paris, Kenyan Guf, Dami, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamil, but still, or Lefir Shlokas, that by Acharecha, you have a din of Kina Peres Kina Guf Dami, but still, Lamaisa, you could still change it around. It's more Geshmak for your Shlokish that it's a Svar of Acharecha, you could say that this type of Acharecha is different. It's more Geshmak. We learned that Kina Peres Kina Guf Dami is a little harder to say, but we said before the Isha idea that maybe you could change around Kina Peres Kina Guf Dami. So what we're saying, even if Shimon Gamil says you're allowed to sell something, it's only if it's a regular Acharecha. But if it's Acharecha back to yourself, there for sure you limit the Nesina, and the Nesina is only Kinyan Peres and not Kinyan Guf. Zotim or another Gemara, and this Gemara really belongs, or Rashbam says really belongs before, with the Gemara of Talamas Lahachse. Omarov Abrav Nachman. If someone says to his friend, I'm giving you a present, a shar. You have to give it back to me, it's a Talamas Lahachse. What's the halacha? If the Makabel was Makdashit, Hikdishoy, and then Vechzir gave it back, Hareza Mukdashu Mukhsir. He's Vekayim Tanai. It's Hektish, and he gave it back. The Maisa gave it back to you. Mice, I gave it back to you. The Tanai was to give it back to you, and I gave it back to you. Therefore, my Freya turned out was mine when I had it, and I could mock the shit. That was what Rava said to Rav Nachman. Omalei, Rava Rav Nachman, so Rava told Rav Nachman about this Pesach day, he just told him, my Ahadre, why is it considered giving you back? I didn't give you back anything. I gave back Hektish. It's not cool giving you back. You gave no use of it. Omalei, so Rav Nachman said, well, my Chashre, he gave him back a full shar. He didn't, there's nothing missing. So Elamar Vashi. So we hear of Nachman's time, we hear Rava's time. What's the Lamaisa? Elamar Vashi, the Lamaisa is like this. Chazina. If the Lashon was Amanash Shtachzi Rehu, you should return it. Don't say the word Li. Just Amanash, you return it. Ha'adri, he gave it back. But if he says the Amar Le Amanash Shtachzi Rehu Li, that I'm giving you this present, this shard, this axe, Amanash, you give it back to me. He says Li. Me did the Chazu Le Kamle. It means something that it was Royu for me. And therefore, if it's Hekdesh, it won't work. And then my Freya, it won't be yours, and it won't be Hekdesh even, because you never get returned it. You have to return it. So it will not work in such a case. So that's the bottom line, that depends if you say, Ashimash Tachziru, or Amash Tachzirili. If you're not Tachzirili, you give it back. If you're not, you have to give back something that is useful. Now, the Rashbam speaks at Agav, that in a case where it was Batal, and it was not a good Matana, my Freya, so, for example, let's say it dies. Let's say you took this present and it died. Are you chayiv and oinsim? It turns out it was not a present because you never returned it. So are you chayiv to pay for it? So he says, you're not chayiv for oinsim or gnei v'avei. You're only chayiv like a shem mechinam. You're only chayiv for pshia. If something happens to it. But the halach is, it's not yours unless you return it. You have to return it in order to be yours. So when you get Hektish, and again, I've been yoitzer the mitzvah of Esrig. The only way that it's yours, my friend, is only if you actually keep the condition and return it, you keep what you made up, then it's considered yours for Esrig and for Hektish.